Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Tes Omud Beis. And Be'ezus Hashem, we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, finishing off today Simon Reish Nun Zayin, which deals with many of the laws of Hatmana, of insulating Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. We're up to the final Ramah in this beautiful Simon. The Ramah begins on the very top line. The Ramah says, Hagah. That type of hatmana, which is very commonly done in the time of the Ramah in his European countries, they would put food inside the oven, and they would enclose the oven, they would insulate the oven, they would seal it with clay. Shari l'kuliyama, that is permissible according to everybody. He brings us down the name of the Orzarua and the Trumas Hadeshin and the Igor. Now, the Mishneh Berurah explains the Sivkot and Memvav. What are we talking about over here? He says that you don't need to do this over here to seal it in with clay, according to the Ramah. Ella, he's coming to teach us over here, the Bolomar, the Betiach Shari Becholinion, that if you are going to seal it in with clay, then it is perfectly permissible, according to everybody. Even if you don't put in a raw piece of meat, like we've explained many times, that will never be able to be ready on Friday night, and therefore there's no concern of Shema Yechate. And even if it's at the beginning of Bishul, it would be not permissible below tia chaya osu b'zeh laniach hakder b'tanur she'en ogar fakotu mishum chashash chitoy. If it was only partially cooked, then we have to be concerned that you want to eat it that Friday night and you're going to come to stoke the fire and be mechata es hagecholim, and therefore that would be no good. However, if the fire is inside a sealed oven, there is no possibility for you to go to be mechata it, and therefore ubetiach shari. And therefore, if you seal the oven with clay, then it would be permissible to do this. The Mishneh Berurah adds, Vida, you should know. The Mavur Leel, we've already learned previously, the Dafko Bebosik Shuchai, Ein Bochashash Chitoy. Only when you're dealing with raw meat over here is there no concern, you'll come to adjust it. Daide Chitoy Lo Yisbashel, because even if you come to adjust the fire, it will not be ready on Friday night. Shei Royal Echol Etzorach Halayla. However, that's when you're dealing with raw meat, as we've already explained. But if you're dealing with something that cooks much faster, even though it's raw right now, for example, avo pashtida, or mine kidneys, if you have some sort of a knish over here, some sort of a dough with meat or fruits inside of it, or you have beans over here, or mine botzek, or some sort of a dough, they can cook, even if they're raw right now, they can cook in a relatively short period of time and would be able to be ready on Friday night. And if you're starting your meal and you see it's not ready, you may come to stoke the fire. And therefore, in these situations, if you put it in raw right before it's dark, there still is yesh bo chashash chitoy meshech hashecha kidei lamar bishulin letzorach sudas laila. There is a concern with these items, as opposed to raw meat, which takes forever to cook. These items will cook much faster, and therefore they may cook slow, and you may come to adjust them, and therefore it is forbidden. In these situations, to prevent the Shema Yechata, you need to have the oven sealed with clay. That will be a reminder and will stop you from adjusting the fire. Then the Mishneh Berurah adds, in places where the custom was not to seal the furnace with clay, to seal the oven over here with clay, also, then you're not allowed to go put things inside the oven right before it's dark, unless there's also a raw piece of meat there, which will demonstrate and make sure that you're not going to use it that night, and therefore you won't stoke the fire. Elohim Kenye shows, or alternatively, if there's put in within enough time on Erev Shabbos, then it could cook at least half or a third way, what we've already discussed many, many times, Kamaichel ben Drosoi, and that would be acceptable as well. Or alternatively, or you cover up the coals with ashes. Again, this is the equivalent of a blech. We've spoken about this many times as well, and we've learned all of these dinim, kamosha cause of simon reish nun gimel. In all of these situations that we just mentioned, there is no concern shema yechate, and therefore it is permissible to do these things on Erev Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Mem Zayin explains that if you seal the oven with clay, then it's permissible shari l'kuli almos. And Mishneh Berurah says, v'yafal pikein, even though the Ramah said it's permissible according to everybody, yei shomrin, there still is an opinion that says, and he brings this down to Shaar HaTzion, this is in the name of the Tshuvas Marshal, the tzorich lizor shelo yakmin hakidero bitanor besoch hagicholim mikol tzad. Don't put this dish, this pot, inside to the coals that it's so totally covered up on all sides. The kari hatmona b'davar amosif hevel, because this will be called insulating with something that will add heat. The coals will add heat. Machmasa gecholim gufa, because of the coals themselves, and therefore the mashal says not to do this. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the opinion of the Elyar Rabba, the Chidush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Graz, which you can see in Shaar Tzion Os Mem Vav, v'yesh mekilim gam bazeh. There are those that permit even this, not like the Marshal, they even permit you to insulate it within the coals over here, covered up on sides, on all sides, d'atuach betit, because the oven is sealed, and therefore v'lo osi l'chatuyeh, and you will not come to adjust, stoke the fire, and adjust the coals. And this is, in fact, the chemash of the Or Zeruah. This is the opinion of the Or Zeruah. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes it would be preferable not to do this like the opinion of the Tshuvas Marshal rather than the more lenient opinions that we just brought down. Another reason, he says, v'gami tamacher, another reason you shouldn't do this, because pen yisharu ha-gecholim lo chashos ad l'mochar, because it may not be a problem of shema yechata, but the coals are going to still be aflame. And therefore, when you want to take this dish out, because as you try to take out this kedera, you may end up putting out the coals. As the Rambam had already mentioned in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests, where places have the custom not to go and seal the oven with clay, you absolutely are not allowed to, in those places where you don't have the seal of the oven, so you certainly can't put the pot totally with inside the gecholim, and this would be true even if the pot had already been totally cooked, because you are potentially going to adjust the heat of the gecholim, stir the coals, and that would be awesome. The Rambam then continues, and he says, we've learned all of this already. Commotion is bar le'el, simen reish nun dalet, and as well, vi is bar, and we will learn it again, le'kam and sov simen reish nun tes. The Rambam concludes this beautiful simen of hatmana with the following. U'mitzvah lahat bin l'shabbos. A person should, in the permissible ways of keeping food hot for Shabbos, make sure he does so. In order, k'dei she'yochol chamin b'shabbos, that a person should enjoy and have hot food on Shabbos. Ki zehu mikvod va'onik Shabbos, because this is something that honors the Shabbos and makes the Shabbos into a wonderful, happy day for the Jewish people. And somebody who doesn't do this, v'chol mi she'enu ma'amin b'divrei ha'chachamim, and somebody that doesn't trust the words of the Chachamim, so to say, and doesn't believe that the Chachamim allow us to have hot food on Shabbos in a permissible way, v'oser achilas chamim b'Shabbos, and he says, no, it's forbidden. Lo sivar reish v'chol mosh v'seichem, you can't have hot food, you can't have fire in your house on Shabbos. We have to be concerned that this person is a heretic, this person is not a true Shomer Torah Mitzvos, as brought down by a famous Baal HaMa'or, Rav Zerachia HaLevi, in Perakira in Shabbos. That concludes the wonderful words of the Ramah over here. Let's now see inside in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Mem Ches says as follows. Mitzvah Lahatin Mishabbos. One should do this on Shabbos. However, he points out, if somebody doesn't like hot food, for whatever the reason, he doesn't enjoy cholent. So there is not, in this situation, a chiyav. It's like we learned with fish. It's a nice idea, a beautiful mitzvah to have fish on Shabbos, unless you don't like fish. If you don't like fish, don't have fish on Shabbos. It would be also, we said, to have fish on Shabbos for somebody who doesn't like it, just to fulfill the idea of having fish on Shabbos as you're choking on getting it down. So to over here, if somebody, for whatever the reason, doesn't enjoy hot food, it's damaging to him, it gives him an upset stomach, it gives him heartburn, then he certainly is allowed to have cold food. The Dirshu footnote number 47 brings down, however, Misha ain't a chamim maziklo, but if the hot food doesn't bother you, el sheino mayachal helvlo, it's not your favorite food. For example, in the summer months, you don't want something very hot, so the Nissan Karolitz brings down, in this situation, shemashma midiriya mishnah brua, in the name of the Mogin Avram, she'enu levato b'shokach esmino gachilas achamim. In this situation, one should try to have something hot. And again, you don't have to have the entire meal hot. You should try to have something hot just to show and demonstrate this love for following the words of Chazal, who allow us to heat up foods in a permissible way on Erev Shabbos into Shabbos and to do Hatmana. So unless you really don't like it and it really disagrees with you, you should try to fulfill this beautiful custom. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Mem Tes. Uvi Yomeinu, nowadays, Bavanusenu Arabin, the Mishnah Berurah says, unfortunately, to our great detriment, Motzi Kilkul Gadol, there is unfortunately a great takola, a great problem that comes out of people being machmir in one way and therefore causing a kula and a terrible takola in another way. Aide Elu, according to some people, she portion atzmum bishat nefesh mimitzis achilas chamishabas. Oh! I don't do is insulation on Shabbos in a permissible way. I, across the board, wantonly don't do these things that the Chazal said are permissible. So what do? So instead they do something which is much more problematic. They ask a guy to do it for them. They tell the guy to go and heat up this food for me on Shabbos. Turn the oven on and heat up the food for me on Shabbos. Oh, I'm allowed to do this. And they're not. And it could lead to much far worse things. This could lead to three different Yisurim Daraisa over here. What are they? They ain't Bishol, cooking on Shabbos, Vavora, lighting a fire on Shabbos, Vachiboy, and putting out a fire on Shabbos. Shemamid in Esakli, Im Ale Hatei, Ala Muyar, they put up the water with the tea inside of it on top of a Muyar. A Muyar is, the Mishnah Berurah says, it was shonenu, a samovar. This would be our urn, a samovar, it's also known as in English. Bishar shag cholim boros, while the coals are lit. And that's bishul, that's called cooking the tea, heating up the water. And just the fact that the guy is doing it doesn't permit it. And every time he takes the kli off the fire, and then he puts it back on, he's over here, lighting a fire and putting a fire out each time. The Bishar Shakli overhead a law because while the kli is on it, miskabo eish bimiktsas, because the kli puts the fire out a little bit when it's on the fire. Ubasirim, when you take it off, misbarim agchom, the coals light up again. So therefore, you're over. Every time you do this, the isser of havara and the isser of kibui. Also came to Mazid, and if somebody in fact does this intentionally, not that he doesn't know the din, he does this, he knows the din, and he does this, who posuliedus, ulishvua, this person has lost his status of cheskas kashrus, of being a kosher, a witness, and to make shvuos and to be believed, min haTorah, according to the din daraisa. And he says, "I'm going to eradicate himself, remove himself, cut himself off from the world of the living." Because this is a type of a transgression, and it's a daraisa on Shabbos for which you chayev kares uskila. The Mishnah Berurah explains in the Shaarat Zion Os Mem Tes that skila is if you were to have hasra in front of edim and in front of a beis din, and kares is if he does his bemeded without hasra. So you get kares or skila. This vav is an or. And the Mishnah Berurah cautions a person who is a true Shomer Torah Mitzvah, an Erlich Yid, will not deviate from the custom of Klal Yisrael, which is Lahatmin Chamin Ala Shabbos, to appropriately, within the permissible ways that we've been discussing, maintain and insulate heat on food for Shabbos. And in this way, Lukaya Mitzvah's Onik Shabbos, you'll enjoy the Shabbos and fulfill the Mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, Kasher Nagu Avasinam Yolam, as our forefathers have done for many, many years, forever. The Shomer Mitzvah Chulei, Lo yeda dover ra. That's the end of the pasuk. So therefore, you should do this. And it's Elishon Balamor beperakira. And this is, in fact, the words of the Balamor in Gemara and Shabbos. Kol mi she'eino ochel chamim. If somebody does not eat hot dishes on Shabbos, and Dishufut number 50 brings down, Tzorich bedika achra v'muhmin. The rest of the v'chuli over here is that you got to go check out after this person to see if he really is a heretic. Kivin shatstukim, the people who only believed in the Torah shebichsav, and they didn't believe in the Torah shebal peh, they only believed in the written law, that was given on Har Sinai, but the oral law was not, Rachmona Litzlan. So haya osrim bi'iras eish b'shabbos. They literally read the pasuk, lo sivar eish b'chol mosh v'sechem. The whole purpose of the Balmor over here is just to show and demonstrate that you're not at stuki. And therefore, eating a little bit of hot things, even taking it from a thermos, which is insulation, would again demonstrate this. And when you fulfill the takana, even just having a little bit of hot water from a thermos. However, he does say, ideally, you should have achila and only bidyevet, so to say, drinking something that's hot would demonstrate that you're not an apikoros over here. But ideally, you should try to eat something hot as well. Dishufut number 49 brings down also from Nissan Karu Lishlita, she'ain tzorech lechol chamim b'chol esudas. You don't have to have hot food at every meal. I have to have a hot shalishudas. You have to have all three meals on Shabbos hot. No. As long as you demonstrate your desire to do this by having hot food at one meal, that's fine. And he wants to be medayik that it says that this minog Yisrael is specifically during Biyom HaShabbos, during the day of Shabbos, and therefore one should try ideally to have at the lunch meal something hot. And he adds, Shekiv and Sheikar Sudi Bayom, and likewise, since the essential, most important Suda of Shabbos is the daytime Shabbos lunch Suda, Yitachin Shelo Dai Bachilas Chamin Bilel Shabbos. So one should try not to just have hot food on Friday night, but if at all possible, one should have hot food for Shabbos lunch. This is really, truly one of the sources of chalent in the Ashkenazic communities, having chalent on Shabbos to fulfill this idea that the Baal Mor says that if a person doesn't have hot food on Shabbos, he's not really being covered in Ma'anik Shabbos, and one has to suspect that he's a heretic. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, V'tzorich lahazmin, levashel, lahakmin. One should go and prepare and cook beforehand and insulate beforehand, ula'anik ha'Shabbos ul'hashmin. And then one can really enjoy the Shabbos with this wonderful, delicious foods. And hu ha'amin, this person will truly be a believer, v'zoch l'keitz ha'yamin, and v'zoch to wonderful things at the time of Mashiach, ayin shom od, and read the words of the Baal Mor in more detail there. That concludes Simen Reish Nun Zayin. Let's quickly begin Simen Reish Nun Ches, which is very short in the Mechaber on this page. We won't finish it off, however. There will be still Mishnah Berurahs that we'll probably have to leave till tomorrow. So Simen Reish Nun Ches, the Mechaber starts and he says, Mutu la'aniach mebod yom, kli shiyesh bo dover kar, agabi kidei rechama. One is permitted to go and take, while it's Friday afternoon, a kli that has in it cold items and put it on top of a kedera that is hot. So in other words, you can put on top of your boiling chicken soup or your chalent, you can put a cold utensil with food inside of it on Erev Shabbos. She'ein ze ketomen bedover ha-mosef helva. This is not called hatman over here with something that adds heat. Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Aleph says, "Va'afilu u'davar chai." Even if this is raw over here, this raw piece of meat, v'izbashel ato ayidei chol makderu shetachta, and this will cook now because of the heat from the pot underneath it. Gam kin shari, this is still permissible. Kivin sheminiach mibodjom, because you're putting this up on Friday afternoon. We don't have a concern over here of hatmana. Rosh Lomar, he means to say, even if you then cover up this utensil and the pot underneath it with various types of insulating material, and this will definitely go and add heat to the cold thing because of the hot pot underneath it. Nevertheless, this is still permissible over here. The lo choshiv hakdera kigef. That's because we don't view the kedera as being something that is called mosif hevel. The doma lo hamosif in hevel, and therefore we don't say that it's insulating with something that's mosif hevel. The hosim mosif hevel machmasasul, because the gefes, when you have the olive waste over here, that's flammable and adding heat on its own. Avalakdera, the pot itself, ain't lahevel miatzer. It doesn't have its own intrinsic heat. It's only heated up from the fire underneath it. The adaraba, kol shoa chuma mismayit v'holech. In fact, if you take it off the fire, it will in fact get cooler every single second. And therefore, ulahachi shari. That's why it's permissible over here. V'davku laniach hadover kar mibodjom. Now, this is only permissible if it was cold when you put it on during the day. But to do this on Shabbos and to put it underneath the insulation on Shabbos, that is definitely osur. And even if the heat is not high enough that it'll reach the point of Yatzel Lettuce, we said somewhere in the area of 104 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. So even if it won't reach that temperature, you still can't do this because the Bishabbos lo itiru la hatmin esatzone in elokadesha tofik tzinoso. Because on Shabbos is only permitted to go and insulate something cold in order to take the chill out of it, so to say. But this will add heat to it via the hatmana. It is osur. If this pot is not covered up with insulating material, with the garments, ain't isul laniach olav dover akar, elab kishyochol lovo lidei yatzu lesbo. But if it's not going to over here be fully covered over here, then you can only have a prohibition in doing this if it could reach yatzu lesbo, as we've already learned and will learn again. Finally, kosu achronim, sh'asu likach kli u'besocho mashke. You can't take a utensil that has water inside of it or some liquid inside of it that's cold, sonein. The lischov also b'shabas l'kli moli mayim chamim. And to insert that into a urn or some other kli that is filled with hot water. She is chamim b'socho, so it should heat up this utensil with the cold water when you put it inside this urn with the hot water. Afil lo yocholovo lidei yatzu lettuce, even if it will not reach yatzu lettuce bo, she will say, oh, zera hatmona, mamish, this is called hatmona. Kivin shekulo tamim b'socho, because you're inserting the entire kli with cold water totally inside the urn with hot water. However, avulim cham kokach shiuchalovo lidei yatzu lettuce bo, but if it could reach yatzu lettuce bo, oz afilu eno tmuno kulo besocho, then even if you don't fully immerse it, it's sticking somewhat out of the water, shemugulu lamala, the gamein kamanoso rach lahofik atzina bovad, and your only purpose is to take the chill out of it, that nevertheless is also afilu hochi osur. Pen yishkach atshia yatzu lettuce bo, because you may forget until it really boils, or get reached past the point of yatzu lettuce bo, vichayiz mishimavashal, kilakam misim shin yuchesiv idalin, you'll be over.
Bishul. That finishes off all the Mishnah Brewers and finishes off Simon Beishnun Ches Baruch Hashem. That concludes today's shir.